This is Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
Yes, I am your host, KG Smooth. I have in the studio with me from the Harris County Clerk's Office, Miss Tanisha Huspect, who is the Voter Outreach Coordinator. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us. And on behalf of the Harris County Clerk, Stan Stanar, it's a pleasure to speak with the listeners today.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to have you in. First of all, I love your voice. It's great. You have the perfect voice for radio. And the face is nice as well. And I'm not flirting. I'm just saying I always listen to people's voices. And I was like, man, she has great resonance in her voice. So you sound awesome on a microphone.
Thank you for the compliment.
Absolutely. So voter registration. This past Tuesday was Rock the Vote here in Harris County. We were trying to get people to go ahead and register to vote if they have not already. And there's a lot going on with voter registration being a lot tougher for minorities, particularly African Americans. And we see that in the news with in the Carolinas and in Georgia and even here in Texas. So first, I want to ask the importance of getting registered to vote and tell our people why we need to go ahead and get it done.
Sure. I'm so glad you brought up voter registration because we're just a couple of weeks, almost really days, from the deadline to register to vote. Voters should be registered and make sure that their information, if you moved, make sure your address is up to date. If any of your information has changed within the last couple of elections or within the last year, name changes, maybe you've been married or something like that, voters should make sure that those voter registration cards are up to date by Monday, October the 6th. So we're not very far away from that date. And all of that information has to be turned in 30 days before Election Day, which makes it October the 6th, to the Harris County Voter Registrar's Office. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be happy to share the phone number if voters are saying, hey, I need to make sure that my registration is up to date or I just want to check my status. Mm-hmm. There are two ways that voters can do that. One would be the phone number, and that is 713-274-8200. That's 713-274-8200. And for those that are able to access the information online, you can check your voter registration status at www.hcvoter.net. So that's www.hcvoter.net. And those are the two best resources to find out where can I access a voter registration application? How do I fill it out? Where do I submit this information? And the County Voter Registrar's Office also has annex offices around the county. All that information is on hcvoter.net.
Okay, so everybody, they don't have to just go to the main county clerk's office downtown or anything.
Correct. And calling that number would just be best because they can, that office can specifically give you exactly the information you need to know if you're checking your status and making sure that you're up to date and you're ready to go to cast that ballot this November.
Absolutely. And this November, I know here in Harris County, here in the state of Texas, we are voting for a new governor and lieutenant governor.
Correct.
As well as the House of Representatives.
Sure. You got that correct. We're in midterm season, and that's what normally you'll hear on the radio or different areas is midterm season. And this is one of the most important elections, not just to Harris County, but for the state of Texas.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, we have a governor's race, lieutenant governor, but even more so those that represent you on a local level. Maybe they're your state reps or judges that are on the ballot. It's very vital that voters pay attention to not only what's on the ballot, but making sure that they're getting to the polls in the available ways to do so. And
absolutely.
And so as we're talking about ballot language and that information, harrisvotes.com, which is our elections information website, is where voters can go get that information. You can put your name in and search your specific ballot and what you'll see when you go to cast your ballot. And that's the best way to prepare because everyone won't vote on every measure when it comes to a county level.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll go ahead and share that website and phone number where voters can get their updated information before they cast their ballot. The website is harrisvotes.com. That's www.harrisvotes.com. So that's harrisvotes.com or .net, .org. Any of the extensions will get you there.
Oh, okay.
The best number to call for information if you do not have online access would be 713-755-6965. 713-755-6965. So you have voter registration, which is the first piece. And the second piece is, where do I go vote?
Yeah.
What's on my ballot? Mm-hmm. What do I need to know to prepare to cast that ballot? And I'll just have to say, our county clerk, Stan Stannard, has made sure he's really brought us up to the electronic era where we're starting to do things on Facebook and Twitter and really accessing all voters on all ages, on all levels. And so we're excited to share that information. And I'm grateful to have a boss that's allowing us to do so.
I know that's right. That's incredible. So a lot of people, they don't understand the importance of the midterm elections. They figure if it's not a general election and I'm not voting for,
or it's not presidential, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Know, if I'm not voting for a president, then I don't need to go. But no, not so much.
Sure.
As we can see all of the debauchery that is going on in Washington, D.C., that has to deal with Congress and the Senate, people, it is very important that you get out and vote during the midterm elections, because a lot of the things that the president, he can't do everything by himself. It's just a constitutional law that he has to go through Congress to get approval to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Why do you think that people are so lax, or, you know, you just get a little lazy or not motivated enough?
Maybe.
Yeah, not as excited to go and vote in the midterms.
I really wish I had the answer for that one. It's a difficult one. You know, in a presidential year, normally what we say sometime in elections is sometimes the election is just a little bit more sexier. or it may be a level of excitement more than a midterm election, but the importance really does lie in your front room right outside your porch, and those that represent you from city council to countywide. It's important for voters to really get in touch with who represents them locally, because those are the individuals that account or accountable for your vote. Wherever you vote, and just making sure that you're aware of who represents you on a local level. It's wonderful to vote in every election. I say
absolutely.
Every election is important, whether it's a presidential year, a midterm year, whether it's a city election, or maybe just your water district. I mean, it does not matter. We all have the opportunity, and voters should take advantage of that. And so what we want to make sure is that what election it is, whether it's county, federal, state, is that voters have all the materials and information to access the process and to make sure that they are at a place where there's no questions to be asked before they get to the polls. They're ready to go. They're ready to cast that ballot, and they've done it in an efficient and quick manner. And we've just seen over the last couple of years with voting, I would say, you know, it's well over 2 million or so registered voters in Harris County. We're the third largest county in the U.S.
Yeah.
And when you look at voter turnout numbers, well, the percentage is a lot.
It doesn't reflect that.
it doesn't quite add up. And so my encouragement to voters that are listening today here to the station to really think about, you know, the things that affect you on a daily basis and what's important to you, because I'm almost sure there's one or two, maybe if not all reasons that you should make sure that you're aware of what's going on to make your voice be heard.
Absolutely. Can you explain to the listening audience, what are some of the biggest misconceptions about being able to register to vote? You know, some folks are like, well, you know, I don't have an ID, so I can't do it. Or a felon will be like, well, I have a felony, so I know that I can't vote. I know that some of those rules have lightened up, or, you know, maybe they don't totally understand what it is that they need, or just the laundry list of things for you to be able to register to vote. Could you clear some of that up, please?
Good question.
Tanisha.
my thought in response to that is, if you want to vote, you're going to vote. Okay. You're going to do what you have to do to get it done. If you have questions about your legal status or photo ID, I've given you the resources and information to find out and check on that and see, okay, this is my status. What do I need to vote? And at the end of the day, the county offices don't decide who get to vote or not. That happens on a state level. Mm-hmm. If you're a registered voter, or you qualify to register to vote, or if you're not sure, you fill out that form and you have it sent to the state to allow them to handle it. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the day, if you're going to go vote, and our voters that vote, nothing stops them from voting. Yeah. Nothing stops them from getting one of the 7 qualified identifications to make sure they're cast their ballot and making sure that they have what they need. Over the last consecutive election since photo ID went into effect, mm-hmm. over 600,000 voters have cast their ballots. And just percentage wise, almost over 100% of those folks met the qualifications to cast their ballot. And so you have the resources here, and if there's any concerns or questions, contact those offices or contact your state representative, those who are representing you, and get the information you need to be able to exercise your specific right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for clearing that up, Tanisha. Yeah. The voter ID laws that have taken effect in a lot of states,
sure.
Texas included. For those who are not up on that, could you just give them a brief rundown of what they're trying to do and why they are doing it? I mean, I know why they're doing it.
Exactly.
I'm sure you know why they're doing it. Sure. I don't know if you're privy to give your opinion on that, but just let the people know
right.
about that whole
thing. Right.
Ordeal.
Well, the facts are the facts. Now, when voters go to vote since 2010, I'm sorry, not 2010, I misspoke, 2013, when you walk into a polling location, you'll need one of the 7 qualifying IDs in order to cast your ballot. And I'll just go ahead and list those sure. Quickly. Number 1 is a Texas driver's license. 2 is a Texas election identification certificate, and this ID is disseminated through the DPS. If you don't have one of these qualifying documents, it's in a free document. It's called the Texas election identification certificate. Number 3 is the Texas personal ID. This is not a driver's license, but mm-hmm. just your regular ID, a Texas concealed handgun license, U.S. military identification card, U.S. citizenship certificate, excuse me, and a U.S. passport.
Okay.
So one of those qualifying documents. And if you want to know, how do I access that Texas election identification certificate? I don't have any one of these qualifying documents. I can get this for free from DPS. How do I go about getting that information? And the best way to do that is to call the DPS, Texas DPS, and I'm going to give that number for those that need to access or get information on how do I get the identification I need so I can cast my ballot this November. That phone number is 512-424-2600. 512-424-2600. And this is the election identification certificate that you can get from the DPS.
Okay.
And so those 7 IDs is what qualifies you when you walk into the poll and they get your information or your certificate or your ID. One of the first things they do is when you walk in is ask for your processing information. And mm-hmm. and voter certificates are great because you've registered to vote, but that is not what allows you to cast your ballot. It's your ID that does. So you can take that to the polls, whether you have it or not, doesn't matter when you go to cast your ballot. Mm-hmm. As long as you have one of those 7 IDs, you're good to go to cast your ballot on November. And so resources and making information is what we're here for. Mm-hmm. And you have the information if you need it. If there's questions about where I should be, what I need to get my driver's license or my ID, I'm not really sure what my status is. I'm not mm-hmm. sure if I'm here. Make sure that you're either following up with registration, if that's your concern, or with I need my ID or I need this type of information, that it's set and ready to go well in advance before we get to Election Day soon. Early voting will be upon us
mm-hmm.
and Election Day. And for those voters that qualify to vote by mail, photo ID is not required.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. if you're 65 years or older, you're sick or disabled, you're out of the country, you're traveling, you're a college student, but you're still registered in Harris County, you can vote by mail, and the photo ID requirement is not necessary for the 65 and older.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes.
That is very pertinent information. Now, what about one who would get their polling place confused? I've been in situations where I'm at, you know, my particular polling place, and there'll be a young lady or an older gentleman, and they're like, hey, well, I'm here to vote. And they're like, well, this isn't your precinct to come and vote. How can one find out the correct precinct and polling place so they won't be running around the city and then get frustrated and not end up voting at all?
Sure. That is really good. You're asking very vital questions. I'm so glad that you brought that up. Come election day, November 4th, all voters will need to vote at the precinct in which they're registered. This is state law. And so if you have moved, as I mentioned before, with voter registration or anything about your moving status has changed, that very well mean that your polling location could have changed if you're not in the same area and you may not vote where you recently voted. So harrisvotes.com, which is our elections website, and we spoke about earlier, www.harrisvotes.com.net.org, any of those, you can actually go in, put your information, your name, or your address, and it gives you your exact precinct, whether it's at an elementary school, whether it's at a county building,
New Friendship Baptist Church,
a church home. It shows you your polling location, and it also gives you your specific sample ballot. And so that is the best way to get it, or you can call our 713-755-6965 number and get the information by phone.
Okay.
So those are the two best resources to find that information. It's available online, but you may, you know, it may come close to that day. You're like, oh, no, I'm going to vote. But one last thing, let me make sure I know where I'm going.
Right.
That phone number is probably going to be the best resource. But everyone has smartphones and so much accessibility these days. It's much easier. And then if you're not sure that you're going to be able to make it on November 4th, you have 12 days to early vote. That is awesome. And that includes a Saturday and Sunday. October 20th through October 31st is the 12-day early voting period. There are 41 locations voters can choose to vote at any one of those 41 locations during the early voting period.
Okay.
And the trend for early voting, voters turn out, they vote early, they get it out of the way, and they're like, whatever happens election day, I don't have to worry about it because it's done.
And that's a trend that I see that is big in our community, in the Black community, that the elders take advantage of the early voting.
Sure.
So we thank God for early voting. There are some important election dates coming up this year. All the reason why you need to go and register to vote if you have not already.
October 6th is the deadline.
Yeah, so you don't have that much time. What are some of these important election dates that we have this year, Tanisha?
Okay, so the most important election date, of course, we just talked about October 6th. That's the deadline for voter registration. Get your information up to date or just check your status to make sure you're good to go for November 4th. If you're an active voter, well, then you know where you're going and what you're doing, but we just want to make sure everybody has the refresher. The next important calendar date would be the first day of early voting for those who decide to vote early in person. That starts October 20th and it ends October 31st. So 12 whole days to vote early if you choose to do so. For those who are casting a ballot by mail or qualify to vote by mail, the last day to apply for a ballot by mail is October 24th. That's a Friday. So those who qualify to vote by mail should know that if they're applying to cast that ballot by mail, they need to get that application in the office by Friday, October 24th. That means received and not postmarked.
Okay.
Received and not postmarked by the 24th for those who qualify to vote by mail. And of course, after early voting ends October 31st, the final opportunity to cast your ballot and let your voice be heard is Tuesday, November 4th.
I call that Barack Obama Day because that is when he got elected. I believe that date should really be... they should do something with that date. First Black president gets voted in. Let's do something with that date. But more importantly, let's get you registered to vote. Magic 102.1, 97.9, The Box. We will be out in the streets. Thank you for bringing the voter registration cards for us to give out while we are out in the streets, because
we've provided so early voting schedules. We've provided important calendar dates. We've provided photo ID requirement brochures, not just voter registration, because we want you to know what to do after you're registered to vote. That's just one piece. Mm-hmm. Where do I go? How do I get my ballot cast? Where do I find who's going to be on my ballot? Mm-hmm. And the follow-up is all here, and our office is more than happy to continue pouring resources and giving the stations what they need, because you all reach the masses.
Oh, well, yes indeed. But the work that you do on the ground is just as important as us getting the word out there.
Sure.
So thank you for all that you do working down there. How has it been working in this field and getting folks, you know, registered to vote and just to educate them on what they need? I mean, for you.
For me, it's absolutely exciting. It's absolutely exciting to know where I've come from and to have the opportunity to educate people on the process and how important it should be to each and every person. Yeah. And I have just been blessed with so many different opportunities to not only educate, but to empower people to vote and to be a part of the process, because we're the ones who make the decisions.
That's
the
right.
Voters make the decision.
That's right.
And we make those who are elected, or we set accountability for those. And so the opportunity to go out and see all ages, from elderly who paved the way for many voters, from middle age to the young groups, and really try to bring the same message home for everybody, to reach everyone on their individual levels. And like I said, we have a county clerk right now that's really optimistic and really forth-thinking with making sure that we're reaching back from the elderly generation to middle age to some of our new folks who everything is social media now.
Yeah.
And meeting those requirements. It's a huge task, but I just feel it's nothing that we can't do. And so I'm grateful to have had this opportunity and being a part of something so positive. Voting should be everyone's lifestyle.
It should.
Yeah.
I mean, people fought, bled, and died for us to have the right to vote. So to not exercise that right, you're doing a disservice to yourself, to your community, and I don't want to hear you complain about anything that goes on in politics, in your district, wherever you live. If you didn't go out and vote for that person to get in or not get into office, you really don't have that much to say, because, you know, your voice wasn't heard. And everybody thinks that, my little vote isn't going to count. Yes, it does.
Yes. It's your responsibility. It's our responsibility. It's each individual voter's responsibility to do their part.
Absolutely. And we want you to do your part. Go ahead and register to vote if you have not. If you need more information on voter registration, the number to call is 713-274-8200. That's 713-274-8200. That is to find out about the voter registration app. There's also hcvoter.net, which
will allow you to check your information for voter registration. Is my voter registration up to date? Have I changed anything about my marital status? Have I changed anything about where I live? Making sure that you're good to go and you make that deadline, that 30-day deadline before Election Day. So hcvoter.net, you go to voter registration, you search, you can pull up your specific certificate. And not only that, you can see the elected officials who represent you. Once you're registered to vote, it shows you your certificate and your information, but it also shows you all the representatives who represent you.
Absolutely. Also, there's harrisvotes.com.
Sure.
harrisvotes.com. You can log on to that for...
all elections information. I'm getting ready to vote by mail, early voting, election day. Let me figure out where I'm going on election day. Is my polling location still the same as last November?
Yeah.
Has it changed? Mm-hmm. Has anything changed about the process? And who am I voting for?
And
get that sample ballot.
And if you do not have internet access, you can call 713-755-6965. That's 713-755-6965. And about your ID, your voter ID, if you need some, you know, with DPS, the number to call there is 512-424-2600. That's 512-424-2600. You don't have that much time, so make sure you do what you got to do in order to vote this election midterm season.
Sure, and if you need to get that Texas election identification card, you can simply go to any DPS annex or a local place here nearby and just find out what the qualifying information is as well.
Thank you so much, Miss Tanisha Hutspeck with the Harris County Clerk's Office. Oh, man, thank you so much for your time and putting out this great information that we all need to know about.
Well, my office, I should say, and the county clerk, Mr. Stannard, we really appreciate the opportunity to come on, share information, share what voters need to know and what's important, should be important to all voters before November 4th gets here. I think we're only maybe 40 odd days or so away from that time. So time is ticking.
Time is ticking away.
Time is ticking away. So get educated, voters, and we look forward to seeing you during early voting and at the polls.
Absolutely. Get her done.
Get her done.
Harris County.
Get her done.
Get her done. Thank you so much for stopping through. And we will be back with more Access Houston. You're listening to 97.9 The Box.
We'll be back with more Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.